Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 50 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, May 20th, 2010, up to my axles in sand atop the runaway truck ramp of life. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show shortly following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Where else indeed? Can you hear me now? Let me adjust this just a little bit. Here we go. Oh, excuse me. It's the Schlitz. Okay, well, we are celebrating an important birthday here at Hinky Dinky Time Radio this week. It is the first birthday of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. That's right, Hinky Dinky Time Radio is 1 year old this week. And this is the Swingle Singers.
Now, 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 now. 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 Now, 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 now.
You say it's your birthday.
Now, 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 now.
It's my birthday too, yeah.
Now, 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 now.
You say it's your birthday.
Now, 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 now.
We're gonna have a good time.
Now, 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 now.
I'm glad it's your birthday.
Now, 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 now.
Happy birthday to ya. I would like you to dance.
Birthday.
Take a chance.
Birthday.
I would like you to dance.
Birthday.
Dance.
Now, 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 now,
Okay, now seriously, how cool was that? That was fantastic. That was the Swingle Singers and Birthday. You recognize that song. We are celebrating a birthday this week. It's the birthday of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. It's one. It's also the 50th episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I'm so glad you could tune in and join me tonight. We are going to be celebrating all night. And in the spirit of celebration, not only do we have our usual sponsor, Hinky Dinky Supermarkets. We have an additional sponsor tonight.
There's just one Schlitz, yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer, Schlitz.
Yeah, Schlitz Beer, that's our sponsor tonight, along with Hinky Dinky. Go down to Lippitt's Bottle Shop at 72nd and Dodge, right next to the Hinky Dinky Supermarket, where I believe Schlitz is on special this week. And in fact, if you're paying attention to your Schlitz, you'll know that in the last year or so, most markets have access to not the crappy white cans of Schlitz beer that we have all disdained for so long, but the brown glass long neck bottles that are being sold currently as classic 1960s formula Schlitz. And it's mighty good drinking. I'm two Schlitzes into the broadcast already, even with the short time that we've been on the air. I'll let you know. I'll keep track of how many Schlitzes in we are. And we'll all enjoy that immensely, I'm sure. Well, for those of you that know me, you know that at my day job, I work in higher education, and it's never quite sure or clear who's higher, the students or the faculty. I am neither. But it's that time of year when it becomes much easier for me to park because school's out.
All the girls and boys, men all that know.
That was Alice Cooper from 1972, which is probably right around the peak of my affection for the Alice Cooper band. In case you didn't know, this is live radio, and I am kind of adjusting microphone levels on the fly because perfection is elusive, but we are always in pursuit. As I said, we are on the Schlitz tip this week. I am drinking. I'm going to have a little confession to make here shortly, but first, I thought I'd share with you here. Let's. I'm going to go ahead and open Schlitz number 3 for you right now. Let's see, can you hear this? Yeah. That was the bottle cap, and here's the first sip for you. We're going for the gusto. There's no doubt about it. As my friend's father, Ernie, likes to say, when you're down to Schlitz, you are out of beer. It's not just the birthday of Hinky Dinky Time Radio on May 20th. It is also my birthday. That's correct. It's not only episode 50. I am 50. Today is my 50th birthday. I hope you'll send your best wishes out to me on this occasion. It's the first time I've ever turned 50, and I don't know if I'm very good at it, but I'm doing the best I can.
The other night, I'm walking home and feeling so gay. When I'm walking home, I'm always that way. What a home I got. The kitchen is delightful. The living room is grand. And the bathroom is out of this world, which makes it a little bit inconvenient. When I opened up my door, I got the grandest surprise. All my friends were there, and they began to harmonize.
Happy birthday, Jimmy! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Curb your enthusiasm. This isn't my birthday.
It isn't?
No, but it's the birthday of someone near and dear to me. It's my nose's birthday, not mine. And I'm proud to say the schnauzer's doing fine. My nose was born upon this day in 1893. Exactly 2 weeks later, the stork delivered me. It was the first time in history that a nose outweighed the child. When I was born, my dad took one look at my schnauzer and said to the stork, "Take that back." Just because our country's emblem is an eagle, that don't mean we have to raise one. But in spite of my dad, the schnoz and I are closer than Damon and Patinius. Not even a mustache has ever come between us. I tried to raise a mustache once, and what happened? Nothing. It wouldn't grow in the shade. It's sabotage. But I am as happy as I can be, 'cause it's my nose's golden anniversary. Looking back over the years, the schnoz and I weathered many a storm. I remember years ago my first train ride. I was in a lower berth when I decided to call the porter. So I stuck my nose out through the curtain, and what happened? The porter came by, grabbed my schnauzer, and before I could pull it back in, he brushed it, shined it, polished it, and said, "Now where's the other shoe?" A big tear started to roll down my nose, and it's a brave tear that'll start on a trip like that. I felt sorry for the schnauz, but I'm proud of him. Why? I'll tell you. The schnoz was never unreasonable. He never asked for no French roll handkerchiefs. He didn't need no French roll handkerchiefs. A wipe of the cuff was enough. Yes, and I'll never forget the time the schnoz saved my life. It was one of those sultry weekends at the beach. I'm in the water swimming the Australian crawl when I find myself face to face with a vicious swordfish. He was about to attack, but after taking a second look at me, the swordfish said, "I give up. You're equipped with a superior weapon. So you see, I'm as happy as I can be, 'cause it's my nose's golden anniversary. Yes, sir, it's my nose's golden anniversary."
And it's my nose's golden anniversary as well, although I can't say that it's all that. It is 50 years old, though, for crying out loud. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. Well, we were listening to one cover version of a Beatles song earlier, and I think it's This is another one. This is something I came across this week and I found enjoyable. Let's see if you find it enjoyable. This is the Don Randy Trio with their version of She Said, She Said. Don Randy Trio and She Said, She Said. Do you believe she said it? She said she said it. Well, 50. 50 is a big round number, and that number can take on a variety of meanings. Blah, 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 blah. This is Brewer and Shipley doing a shortened Hinky Dinky Time radio edit of a song of theirs from the Tarkio Road album called 50 States of Freedom. We'll be right back. 50 states of my freedom. So many lonely people at the Holiday Inn. That's why I try to stick to the Ramada. I can't take all the angst down there at the dome. I leave that to others. Happy birthday! Happy birthday to anybody else who's got a birthday today, like Hinky Dinky Time Radio, but mostly happy birthday to me. Is Cracker from their self-titled debut album, and Happy Birthday to Me. And this is the Dramatics. I want everybody to get up and get down.
Get down.
I hope you all got up to get down to the dramatics. Oh, excuse me. I've got a burp coming up pretty soon. That's coming up a little later in the show, as they say. This is the Chattanooga Cats for you all, for all you 1970s era cartoon aficionados with, well, I'll let them explain it.
Cute in my birthday suit. How do you like me in my birthday suit? I'm just crazy about my birthday suit. Having a party, it's my birthday. Lots of presents for me today. But most of all, I wanna show a present for the boy that loves me so. Tell me, how do you like me in my birthday suit? Am I cute in my birthday suit? How do you like me in my birthday suit? I'm just crazy about my birthday suit. It's divine, it's all mine. It's a beaut, my summer suit. An attraction in any crowd. My birthday suit, it makes me feel so proud. Tell me, how do you like me in my birthday suit? Am I cute in my birthday suit? How do you like me in my birthday suit? I'm just crazy about my birthday suit. How do you like me in my birthday suit? Am I cute in my birthday suit? How do you like me in my birthday suit? I'm just crazy about my birthday suit. How do you like me in my birthday suit?
I gotta be confusing Josie and the Pussycats with the Chattanooga Cats, because there ain't no way that song is from a Saturday morning children's cartoon. Or God, I should hope not. Oh, I'm not supposed to mention the deity on the air. The FCC frowns on that. But they're gonna cut me some slack tonight, because we're sponsored by Schlitz.
Take me out to the market. Take me out in the scrub. Oh, buy me some peanuts and crackers. I don't care if I never get back. Let me run for the whole. Even they don't win, it's a game. For it's 1, 2, 3, back out of the old ball game.
Well, the Cubbies failed to extend their winning streak to 5 games today because manager Lou Piniella suffers from dementia. With the score tied at 1 and pitcher Ryan Dempster tiring in the bottom of the 6th, 2 men on, first base open, and with the count 3-0 on the 324 hitting Jimmy Rollins, Piniella denied catcher Coy Hill's request for the sign to simply put Rollins on first and get to the much weaker hitting Raul Ibanez. Rollins responded with a 3-run homer, from which the Cubs never recovered, ultimately going down 5-4. The Cubs head off to Arlington, Texas next to begin silly interleague play tomorrow against the Rangers before heading home to face the Dodgers and the Cardinals, hopefully not at the same time. The Cubs are 4 games under 500 in third place, 4.5 games back of the division-leading Cardinals, and that's this week's Chicago Cubs baseball report. Well, we know what time it is now. If we've heard that, it is time for the WCFL Big Ten Survey 40-40 Hit of the Week.
WCFL Chicago.
40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area, the number 40 song on the Big Ten Music Survey was this number by Johnny Cash. Let me locate that real quick. Where is that? Come on, Johnny. Don't hide from me. Oh, crap. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
The old man turned off the radio, said, "Where did all of the old songs go? Kids sure play funny music these days, and they play it in the strangest way. Said, it looks to me like they've all gone wild. It was peaceful back when I was a child. Well, man, could it be that the girls and boys are trying to be heard above your noise? And the lonely voice of you cries, what is true?" A little boy of 3 sitting on the floor looks up and says, "Daddy, what is war?" "Son, that's when people fight and die." A little boy of 3 says, "Daddy, why?" Young man of 17 in Sunday school, being taught the golden rule. And by the time another year's gone around, it may be his turn to lay his life down. Can you blame the voice of you for asking what is true? Young man sitting on the witness stand, the man with the book says, "Raise your hand. Repeat after me, I solemnly swear." The man looked down at his long hair, and although the young man solemnly swore, nobody seemed to hear anymore. And it didn't really matter if the truth was there. It was the cut of his clothes and the length of his hair. And the lonely voice of youth cries, what is true? The young girl dancing to the latest beat has found new ways to move her feet. The young man speaking in the city square is trying to tell somebody that he cares. Yeah, the ones that you're calling wild are gonna be the leaders in a little while. This old world's waking to a newborn day, and I solemnly swear that it'll be their way. You better help that voice of you find what is true. And the lonely voice of you cries, what is truth?
Johnny Cash from 1970 and What is Truth? And that brings us right up to this week's Poultry Patrol.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The office of the police commissioner of Midland City. The commissioner has called a press conference.
Ladies and gentlemen of the press, today you've been called here to witness with your own eyes the dazzling speed with which the feathered fighter is able to leap into action once he is summoned by this office. All right, Miss Helfinger.
Yes, Commissioner.
Immediately, the commissioner's attractive secretary picks up a yellow telephone on the commissioner's mahogany desk.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not panic at what I'm about to tell you. In exactly 60 seconds, a time bomb planted by my staff in the basement of this building will automatically explode. Yes, yes, a very real and dramatic gesture, perhaps, but only to impress upon you the great dispatch with which the feathered fighter answers my summons. Now, Miss Helfinger.
10:01:30. Mr. Harbour is racing at top speed to this office from his residence 8 blocks from here. 10:01:35. Is now leaping up the front steps of this building.
Keep your eye on my office door, ladies and gentlemen.
10:01:40. He is now lunging down the corridor of this building. 10:01:43. He is quickly rounding the corner and rapidly approaching this office. 10:01:46. Mr. Harbour is reaching for the doorknob of this office.
Hello?
Hello, Wind Warrior.
10:01:50. Mr. Harbour enters the broom closet, where he dons the costume of the feathered fighter, the wonderful white winged weekend warrior, Midland City's crushing answer to lawlessness and or evil.
Miss Helfinger.
Yes?
Would you quickly see what seems to be taking...
Of course.
Come in, please.
A commissioner?
Yes, what is it, Miss Helfinger?
It's Mr. Harbour's costume.
It didn't come back, Commissioner.
It only had to be pressed.
When did you assemble?
Last Thursday.
Well, it shouldn't take that long for pressing, should it?
I know.
Watch it, Miss Helfinger.
Thank you, Feathered Fighter. Should I call them, sir?
I would, certainly. That seems to me to be very bad service, you know what I mean?
Well,
does this mean the Feathered Fighter's costume has been lost at the cleaners? And if so, will Midland City ever use them again?
Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He most certainly is everywhere. He's in Midland City, and he's in your city, too.
They call her Coffee, because if you jab her, she'll cream you.
This is the end of your rotten life.
Coffee, the baddest one-chick hit squad that ever hit town.
All your friends are dead. Well, I killed them all.
Coffee, she's got a body men would die for. And lately, a lot of them have. Coffee's black, coffee's hot, and sometimes as sweet as sugar.
I know what you want to, and you're gonna get it.
Coffee, always where the action is. A mean kind of super chick who don't take nothing off of nobody.
You want me to crawl? You want to spit on me and make me crawl?
See Coffee, rated R, under 17, not admitted without a parent. Look out, Harlem, here comes Coffee. The godmother of them all.
You know, most weeks on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, I try to play a little bit of vinyl off at least one of the turntables. And this week we're going to do that. Actually, this week we're going to play not vinyl, but plastic. Because this record was a gift to me on my birthday from my dear friend, Mr. Kevin Hoover, in, if I recall correctly, 1982. I doubt that you've learned all the words to this song, but if you want, I'll play it over and over again. We can all sing along with it next week.
This is Space Command to Zoom. All systems are go for your message to Michael.
Hey, Michael, it's your birthday. I'm in charge of the stars, and I'm here to say, hey, Michael, you're the big star today. My name is Zoom, and I live on the moon, but I came down to Earth just to sing you this tune. 'Cause, Michael, it's your birthday today. A present for you I wanted to find, an outer space creature, a one of a kind. a wild womp, or a cuckoo chew, snaffle crop, or a buzzer snoo, or maybe a three-eyed tickle shay.
What's a cuckoo-choo?
Well, up on the moon, it's nothing new. But that won't do for you on your birthday. I searched behind the clouds and stars. I even zoomed my bike to Mars and met my friend, the saucer man. And he said,
"Hey, Zoom, I got the business plan. What you
singing to you as I zoom overhead. Singing Michael, happy birthday. Singing Michael, happy birthday. Singing Michael, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Michael. See you next year."
You know, hearing that again after all these years kind of brings a lump to my shorts. It occurs to me that might have been a gift from Kevin, but it might also have been a gift from my dear close friend, Mr. Vic Phillipson, who may be listening to this later on the archive from Norway, where he currently resides. It might have been from both of them. It looks like it's Kevin's handwriting on the record jacket, though. Well, this is Preston Love, and I guess that name just sort of speaks for itself. This is a song called Kool-Aid. I'm not sure what's up with the audio on that, but hang on a second. Well, the heck with it. It's not loud enough.
Hey, Preston, pass me some Kool-Aid there, will you, please? Say, man, pass you some what? Some Kool-Aid?
How about this? This is Isaac Hayes.
Thank you.
Sir Isaac Hayes wants you to do your thing, and I endorse the practice. This is a band called Capability Brown, and this is a song called I Am and So Are You. Capability Brown, I Am and So Are You, from the Refugees compilation, disc 2. Oh boy, we know what that music means. It's time for Schlitz number 4. Here, let me reach over and grab it. It is ice cold. It is just out of the fridge. Yeah. That's good stuff. Okay, where are we at now? It's 21 minutes past the top of the hour. That means we're beginning to wind things down on Hinky Dinky Time Radio for the week of May 20th, the year 2010, the first anniversary of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, episode 50 on my 50th birthday. Thanks for joining me. I really appreciate that. Let's see, what do I want to play for you folks next? I had a thought, and it flew right out of my head, which is not really surprising. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's helpful. That really that assists with matters here. Well, you know, we don't play a lot of 1980s music, and I'm not sure we're going to play that one. Where is it? Where is it? Where are you hiding from me? I've been drinking. Can you tell? Oh, gosh. Donny Iris from the deep, dark 80s. This is a song you'll probably remember because it was all over the freaking radio back then, and it actually doesn't stink that bad. This is Aaliyah. Sorry about that. Just can't help myself. This is Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.
Showers home. This is baby's birthday party day. Everyone's invited, the neighborhood's so excited, they're coming with such delighted smiles. This is baby's birthday party day. Across the garden, lanterns gay are swinging. All the fancy paper bells are ringing. Here come the clowns and trick magicians, the dancers are in positions, and soon we'll hear musicians play. This is baby's birthday party day. Pass every glass, here's a toast to the host, and a cheer that we're here, 'cause everybody's feeling fine and dandy. Spoons and balloons, paper hats, cotton cats, lot of joys, lot of noise, 'cause everybody's feeling fine and dandy. Baby's blown the band up loud and louder, with TNT and JAZZ powder. Come on and whirl, take a twirl, plenty sweets, plenty treats, it's a gay, happy day, 'cause everybody's feeling fine and dandy.
I'm glad you could show up for baby's birthday party. That was Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. I'm not sure on the year from that. This would be Bobby Parker from 1961 and Watch Your Step. Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody for joining me on this my special night. Thank you for joining me tonight. This is tonight, and we're going to wrap things up shortly here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. This is Nick Lowe from his Jesus of Cool album.
What a fabulous night. Look at the moon and stars are shining bright. It's a wonderful night. All right. Oh, it's so heavenly. I could almost believe it was made especially. A place that I know, a secret place where I sometimes go. If you wanna know where, we'll go there. So don't hesitate, 'cause although we still can't afford to wait tonight, there will be no sorrow. Thank you.
That's Nick Lowe from the Jesus of Cool album and Tonight. And it's been a glorious night for me. Thanks for tuning in. We are going to meet right back here next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. for the beginning of the second year of Hinky Dinky Time Radio on the air. And we're going to kick off the new year of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, that is, with an all-vinyl program. Everything we hear other than the usual promos and such will be played from actual analog vinyl. Until then, good night, everybody, and thanks once again.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own. A dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?